Welcome back. This is MP3 track number 29, The Magic Rainbow and Slimming by Self-Worth by Terence Watts. Remembering, of course, never to listen to these MP3s while driving. And now you're so beautifully relaxed, nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything, and absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do except to relax. I want you to just let your mind and your imagination drift, feeling lazy, easy, and comfortable. And I want you to imagine that you're standing on the terrace of a lovely old house, a house like a stately home or country mansion. And you can feel the sun on your head and shoulders, not too hot, just comfortable. And there's a gentle breeze playing against your skin. As you look around you, you notice an elegant marble flight of steps, 10 broad steps leading down into a beautiful sunken garden. A garden where you sense peace, well-being, and comfort. Make it really vivid in your mind. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And as I count all the way down from 10 down to 0, I want you to imagine that each number is a step down on this beautiful staircase, a step down towards this beautiful garden. And each step you take is another step down into deeper and deeper levels of relaxation. So by the time I get to 1, you will be as deeply relaxed as you can ever imagine, while still being able to hear and respond to the sound of my voice. 10, take the first step down now, relaxing and letting go. 9, feeling more and more relaxed. No need to hurry, plenty of time. 8, moving down now easily. 7, deeper and deeper. 6, deeper still. Your breathing becomes slower and steadier. 5, relaxing now, just let go. 4, calmer and calmer. 3, calmer still now. 2, more and more relaxed. 1, all the way down. And now you find yourself in this wonderful garden. You can feel the softness of the newly cut grass beneath your feet. As the scent of masses upon masses of brightly colored flowers seem to envelop you. And there's the gentle sound of birds singing, echoing faintly in the stillness of the air. It's almost a magical place, stretching into the distance as far as the eye can see in all directions, with beautiful shrubs, tall, elegant trees, and an ornamental fountain which seems to feed into a gentle, trickling stream. This fascinates you, and you wander to the edge of the stream and gently lower yourself down into the soft, grassy bank, and just sit for a while, gazing into the cool, clear water, marveling at the sense of tranquility that sweeps over you, and listening to the faint sound of the fountain splashing into the pool that feeds this gentle stream. After a while, you lay down on the grass and gaze up at the clearest of blue skies. And as you relax more and more, your eyes begin to close, and you just drift up into a deep and relaxing sleep. And as you sleep, you have a dream. You dream that your whole body is becoming lighter, lighter and lighter, so light that you can feel like you are floating on air. And then you feel yourself just floating and drifting, gently borne aloft, and supported by the softest of warm breezes. And you can somehow see, through your closed eyelids, that you're floating in a sea of color, a warm sea of color that relaxes and comforts you as you just drift, suspended in warmth and color that seems somehow unreal, and yet at the same time has a comfortingly familiar feel to it. You're aware of misty reds and orange, soft, muted yellow tones, gentle greens and blues that seem somehow like clouds, the deepest, softest indigos and violets that you could ever have imagined. And it begins to dawn on you that you're floating in a rainbow, a magical rainbow, because in this rainbow, time and space do not exist in the same way that we usually know them. You might have floated there for just a moment, or for 100 years, maybe for a lifetime, or just perhaps for the blinking of an eye. You could have floated forwards in time to a time that could be far beyond our future, or maybe back in time, back before your own lifetime. It gradually begins to seem to you that you might even be able to float here for just as long as you wish. With this wonderful, relaxed feeling, just floating and drifting through this magical sea of gentle, floating, flowing colors, where time seems to be suddenly of so little importance. You're still pondering on these thoughts when you feel yourself beginning to float gently downwards, lower and lower, softly sinking down through this beautiful rainbow, becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, until eventually you realize that you stop floating downwards and you find yourself on the shore of a tranquil lake, a large tranquil lake, surrounded by softly rolling hills that are shrouded in a gentle silver mist. There are trees and sweetly scented flowering shrubs, and grasses growing at the water's edge. And everything is bathed in a beautiful golden light. A golden light that seems to bathe everything in its warmth. And you find yourself marveling at the sense of deep calmness and comfort that seems to fill your entire being. As you stroll lazily along the sandy shore of this wonderful lake, noticing with a sort of lazy curiosity that it seems to be constantly changing color. Subtle changings blending so smoothly that it's difficult for you to know exactly when limpid blue has become a deep soft violet, or when that deep violet becomes a relaxing translucent green. The changes of color fascinate you, and you settle yourself down onto a small rock and just gaze out across the crystal clear waters. Every so often, something, a fish maybe, just sometimes just breaks the surface, creating ripples that seem to flow gently and endlessly in all directions. Ripples that eventually lap against the edges of the rock that you're sitting on. You smile and lean forward to dabble your hand among them. And as you do so, you create yet more ripples, ripples that shimmer in a kaleidoscope of different colors across the lake, interacting with the others and making new, ever-changing patterns. You realize that this tranquil place is the pool of all knowledge, that while you are here, you are part of everything and everything a part of you. And you find it easy, so very easy, to open your mind, to let go of any barriers to memory or learning. And your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I'm going to say to you. And everything I say, if it's for your benefit, will be accepted and acted upon by your unconscious. It will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave. And the influence of these suggestions, as they are for your benefit, will continue to increase over the coming days and weeks and months. Your newfound confidence in yourself is going to make it easier and easier for you to let go of weight, as you begin to recognize the great truth that taking control of your eating habits is to take control of yourself, and that being in control of yourself allows you to be in control of your life. And being in control of your life makes it easy for you to achieve whatever you want to achieve. It's only necessary to want to do something and know how to do it in order for it to be accomplished. And we can all decide to do whatever we want to do. We all have free choice. So that where it has seemed in the past that there were things you could not do, you will begin to realize and recognize that these things were nothing more than things you would not do. And now you recognize this, you can decide for yourself whether to do these things or not. You can simply decide to do these things or not to do these things. And as you exercise your right of free choice to decide for yourself the things you want to do and the things you do not want to do, so your sense of self-worth, your self-respect grows day by day becoming stronger and more powerful, day by day allowing you to be as you truly want to be. Because you recognize fully now that whatever other people think about you is a product of their own thoughts, their own lives, their attitudes. And sometimes you might be misjudged, as we all are sometimes. But when others misjudge you, it's simply their own error of judgment, their mistake. And whatever that mistake is, whatever they think they see, is based upon their lives, their attitudes, their fears and worries and hopes. Nothing more than their own thoughts. And you're not responsible for those things. It doesn't alter the fact. It doesn't alter the real you. Because you know your true words, your true integrity. And you don't mind people making mistakes sometimes. So that as you exercise your determination, your own free will, to do the things that you know will slowly but steadily help you to let go of weight. You find your sense of self-worth increasing with every pound of weight that you let go of. Because every pound of body weight that disappears is evidence of your ability to take charge of your life, to take charge of yourself. And you're going to find it easy to let go of the weight at a minimum of 2 pounds each and every week. Most of the time, because your body is efficient and you know exactly how to help it, you let go of more than that. 3, maybe 4, who knows, 5, but always the absolute minimum of 2 pounds each and every week. As you slowly but steadily let go of the weight, so you'll begin to find yourself increasingly delighted with the way you look, beginning to regain that youthful figure and shape. Just knowing inside that you deserve to look good. It's okay to look good. Okay to be slim in all those places where you really want to be slim. Should be slim, deserve to be slim. Because you recognize fully now that the way for you to feel really good about yourself is to be in control of your life, in control of your eating habits, in control of yourself. In control now and throughout your life, so that you can easily achieve your target weight and size. The new eating habits that you're already beginning to establish are going to make it easy for you to achieve and maintain that target weight and size. And then your sense of self-well-being and self-worth, your feelings of self-respect, will be equaled only by your feelings of energy, vitality and well-being. And as you think about drifting up, you are aware that there are many thoughts that drift through the mind. Some of these thoughts can be left behind and used later. Your unconscious mind knows those things that your conscious mind may need at a future time. Now, the mind drifts up completely as I count up from 1 to 5. And at the count of 5, you come back in the room feeling relaxed, refreshed, and absolutely fantastic. 1 coming up, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Eyes wide open, feeling absolutely terrific.